Welcome to This Week Online Today podcast with your host, Ahmed Khalifa, where I'll be talking to you about the big online news that has been happening this week today to make sure that you are ahead of the game when it comes to running your online brand successfully. And at the end of the show, I will also be giving you a bonus tip of the week to help you further. So let's get straight on to the show. And welcome to the show, everyone. This is the very first episode of This Week Online Today. And I was going to say episode one, but it's not episode one, because if you have already subscribed or you have seen my previous episode, I used to have the Ignite Rock podcast. And this is where I talk to inspiring entrepreneurs who use WordPress to manage and grow their online presence. But I've changed it on now. I've decided, you know, new year, fresh start, and I wanted to make a change. I've changed my website. I've kind of made it into a personal brand now. Ignite Rock is no more. And I also wanted to kick off the new year with a new podcast and to focus more on helping you to get the most out of just staying ahead of the game and making sure that you know what to do and what not to do when it comes to just looking at the case studies online, and just to make sure that you know exactly what to do and what not to do and just progress further in your business. So I get thought of doing the podcast This Week Online Today to help you and also to get to move forward with 2018. It's a first start and it's going to be fun. So let's just go straight on to it. And the big news of the week, there's been a few, but let's just start with the one that happened earlier this week is the H&M kind of, how can I describe it? Maybe, it's a very shocking one actually. Is the H&M had a hoodie on a child which says the coolest monkey in the jungle. That child is black. You can imagine the outrage is, you know, that you have that hoodie on a child who looks like he's about 5-6 years old. Who knows? It's a stylist's responsibility. But basically, there was an outrage by everyone, and social media went crazy about H&M being racist for having that hoodie on a black child and just having that phrase "coolest monkey" on it as well. And I shouldn't laugh about it. I mean, yes, I'm black. It's fair enough. But I'm laughing because people still don't learn. And it's just unbelievable that you are, you know, you see the news, you know what's there, what to do, what not to do. It's kind of a trend now in terms of trying to be equal, you know, diversity and all these things now. So you should be kind of aware what people will not like if you do something like this. Of course, people will be angry. So there's been a lot of outrage. There's been a hashtag black Twitter kind of thing. And I don't know what that means, but some people use it. But there's even big names have got involved in the outrage. And people like Romelu Lukaku, who's a Man United player, he was disgusted with it. And you got LeBron James, who not only wasn't happy with it, but he kind of created his own image of that child looking like a king, just to make sure that, you know, it's not about you being a child and you just, you know, being degraded, apparently, by H&M. But it's about being a king. You are inspiring, you are powerful, you are strong, that kind of thing. So LeBron James got involved as well. And, you know, H&M reacted and apologized to anyone who had been offended, which is, yes, it is quite offensive. And they've removed the image, but the damage has been done. And it just shows that you have to be careful what you kind of present online. And if you're an e-commerce site or even a brand or have an online presence, have a website in general, it's kind of, you know, obvious that you should be aware of what to do, what not to do. But also, you know, you can look at this case study and just be careful what you say, what you do online. And it might look unintentional, which, you know, that can happen. But you have to kind of really think carefully about what you do online, because the reaction can be quite aggressive and it can be quite damaging to your branding and to your PR. You know, good chance that H&M might recover from it and people will forget about it, but not everyone will be able to do that. So the fact that celebrities got involved, and even the singer called The Weeknd, he has kind of like a relationship with H&M in terms of having a clothing line with H&M, and he had cut ties with them as well. So, you know, a lot of people got involved with this. So H&M, you know, as wrong as it might be, they will recover, get on with it and move forward. But not everyone will have that luck as well. So just be careful what you do online, you know, just be aware of how you present yourself. Another big news this week is the whole situation with Logan Paul and YouTube. And if you're not familiar with it, this has been a bit of a shocking news as well. In terms of Logan Paul, who is a huge YouTube influencer, a star, who has over 15 million subscribers. So you can imagine anything that he does will get attention on YouTube. But in this situation, it's not a good attention at all. So if you're not aware, what happened with Logan Paul is that with his friend, he was in Japan and in an area called Aokigahara Forest. And it is famous for being a suicide spot in Japan. So Logan Paul went there with a camera and apparently there was a dead body hanging there and it was deceased. And they kind of, I think, you know, kind of made light of the situation and even joked about it and made comments about, oh, the person's looking a bit purple, and kind of took advantage of the situation, really. And obviously it went on YouTube and it had been monetized and so on. The backlash has been incredible, and we're talking massive outrage, and rightly so, by a host of people, from a normal everyday person, millions of them, to again lots of influencers and celebrities getting involved as well, in terms of, it's not right. You know, you can't make fun. Obviously, you can't. You can't make fun of a dead body and laugh about it, and then you put it on YouTube. And people might say that, oh, maybe he didn't mean to find it, or, you know, he's trying to, his reaction is, you know, to joke about it, because that's his kind of mechanism, in terms of defense mechanism. But if you go to an area which is known to be a suicide spot with a camera, I think you kind of have an intention to find something, so you can't really defend Logan Paul at all. So that's not the story this week. The story is that YouTube have been very slow to react, and everyone in the industry of the YouTube creators are embarrassed and angry that YouTube did not do anything to it and didn't, you know, punish him. There was no consequences, even though they have guidelines. You know, Logan Paul kind of got away with it, in a sense. And you have a host of other YouTube influencers, and there's plenty of them, and creators, who are embarrassed to be sharing the YouTube platform with Logan Paul. So, it's kind of been like over a week has passed, and then YouTube has sent out a tweet, of all places, to the community, and it's like an open letter to the community, and they said, I quote, "Many of you have been frustrated with our lack of communication recently. You're right to be, you deserve to know what's going on. Like many others, we were upset by the video that was shared last week. Suicide is not a joke, nor should it ever be a driving force for views. We expect," and now I'm going to just add a little bit, because it goes on, but you know, "we expect more of creators who build a community to not violate community guidelines. This channel has violated it," which is Logan Paul, "and we act accordingly and looking at further consequences, and we apologize for taking so long to respond," and so on. So, okay, an open letter, fair enough, but looking at further consequences, and again, people are getting angry about it, especially the YouTube creators who, you know, kind of follow the guideline, and nothing happened to Logan Paul, and people saying, well, what are you going to do, because it's been a long time and you're still not doing anything about it. So again, time passed by, and as of, you know, again, toward the end of the week, and on 11th of January, approximately, on that day, 2018, YouTube have reacted again, and this time they have decided to reprimand Logan Paul. And so, you know, we're talking his channel. It has, I think it has 15.6 million subscribers at the time of recording. And apparently YouTube said it would be removed from their premium advertising lineup called Google Preferred. And this is where, you know, the popular channels are available for those blue chip advertisers. So we're talking big money in there. And so he has been removed from that. I mean, although Logan Paul can still earn money from his videos through their general monetization program, so it's not like he can't earn it. And he has also been in like program which is funded by YouTube and distributed on YouTube Red, which is the company's subscription service. And that had been on hold, the project, and he had other plans going on. That had been on hold. So, you know, again, is that the right thing to do? We don't know. We're just going to have to see what happens. And Logan Paul has put out a video apologizing, and he got criticized again for monetizing that, the apology video. So, if you're really genuine about it, and the people saying, like, if you're really genuine, you would be donating to the cause as well as apologizing to it as well. But instead, he, you know, did this again. I don't know, people are questioning whether he meant it or not. Anyway, the moral of the story is, again, it's just kind of, it's common sense, really. And even though he's young, he knew what he was doing. He knew what he was going to get himself into by taking a camera to a known suicide spot. So don't do that. Obviously, just don't do that. And you have to be aware of the culture. I mean, he was in Japan and he talked about being respectful to the culture, but then there have been more videos leaked about his behavior on the trip to Japan. And I watched a video and I put it in the show notes, and it's just been quite shocking, really, because he talked about being respectful, but he behaved in a way that kind of severely insulted the local culture. So it's one of these things, again, where if you're operating on an international level and you're talking to the local market, you have to be understand to, you know, what will insult the local kind of custom, the local culture. You have to be respectful of that, regardless of where you are. And I've even read one time where, I think it was Japan, I might be wrong, but a business person has arrived at the airport for a business trip in Japan and came across with his, you know, Japanese colleagues or people who were supposed to meet. They were there waiting for him, all businessmen, and they swapped business cards. The person who arrived at the airport, who came from, I think it was America, he came from America, accepted the business card, and he or she passed on a business card to the Japanese people as well. But the person who arrived then, you know, said, "Thank you, I appreciate it," and put the business card in his or her back pocket. And for the Japanese people, they found that incredibly insulting. And this is the thing, for that person, none the wiser, wasn't really aware about, you know, whether that's going to insult anyone or not. Just wanted to put it in the pocket so then we can get moving and, you know, get on with business kind of thing. But by putting it in the back pocket, the Japanese saw it as an insult to their name, to who they are, by kind of, you know, rubbing it in their face, in their bum kind of thing. So it's kind of hard to be aware of all the local customs, especially if you're operating on an international level and you're, you know, maybe you're sending products abroad and you're trying to make sure that it doesn't, you know, insult the local custom. So this is one of the things that we have to learn about, especially if you're international based. And the same thing with, you know, Logan Paul is that it's not like he tried to be respectful. You know, he actually did a number of things on top of this video, which, you know, really got a lot of backlash from the Japanese audience, really. And this incredible amount of tweet from that part of the world, which really insulted Logan Paul and saying, "Don't ever come back in the country." And you don't want that to happen to you as well. So it's a very big news. Just watch out what you're doing when you're operating abroad. This was an interesting news I saw this week as well, is that in terms of cybersecurity, it's a big, big topic nowadays, happening more and more. But apparently hackers were targeting the Winter Olympic. So the Winter Olympic, which is going to happen in Winter Olympic and Paralympic Winter Games happening in South Korea in February 2018. And the hackers decided to target it by doing like a phishing, when I say phishing with a P-ish, phishing and malware campaign directed at the organization that kind of provide that infrastructure and support for the game. So what they've done is they've designed emails, which looks like it comes from the South Korean National Counter-Terrorism Centre. And you probably understand where I'm coming from. It's got these genuine-looking email. It's, like, authentic. It got the address on it and, you know, and trying to make it look like it's an email from the National Counter-Terrorism Centre. And, of course, it's not. So the idea is, again, you're hoping that someone in the organisation will click on that. Malware will be injected in the system and cause havoc. So the campaign, it has a funny name, and they always do. I don't know where they get that from. But the campaign itself, the attack, has been dubbed as Operation PowerShell Olympics. And that was by the researchers at McAfee Labs. So that happened apparently in December as well, but news just came out now. It just shows you that, you know, it doesn't matter who you are, you will be targeted. And it could be deliberately targeted, but it could be also machine run. And most of you will probably be aware of that one, because you may have received, like, you know, lots of notification that people have been trying to enter your site. And it's called by brute force kind of thing, which is when they repetitively hammer your login pages. So if you imagine your WordPress login pages, you know, if you imagine that page that they found it and they're trying to write as many username and password as possible, and they're just hammering and hammering and hammering. That's called brute force, and that happens all the time. So why I'm bringing this up, it's just I'm trying to bring awareness to you that you have to be careful about your online security, and it's a very serious thing that everyone should be talking about now, because it's not the case of if you get attacked, it's the case of when you will get attacked, because it will happen, and it might be unsuccessful, but it will happen, whether it's successful or unsuccessful, and repetitively. If, you know, the hackers, they just want access to your system for whatever the reason. They want to have control over it, they want to inject it with kind of like malware so that to make people pay for things and they get the money, or, you know, could be some kind of propaganda. Could be any reason at all. The hackers have their own reasons. So make sure you're up to date with your security. Keep everything up to date. Whether it's on your phone, whether it's on your website, make sure it's all up to date. It's really, really important. And I'll put a link in the show notes to demonstrate to you different ways you can protect yourself online. And I urge you to check that out as well. And finally, the big, big news of the week. It actually just happened, you know, around a few hours before I recorded this podcast, so it's kind of a big news for those who use Facebook a lot, Facebook pages especially. So Mark Zuckerberg has made an announcement, and he published it on Facebook, obviously. And he was talking about cleaning up the newsfeed, and he wanted to roll out a new kind of algorithm and new system where you will see less public content, like, you know, posts from the businesses and brands and media, stuff like that, and focus more on the interaction between friends and family, because that is what Facebook is about. That's what he wanted it known to be. He doesn't want all these business pages, brands, and all these things kind of taking over the newsfeed, and he doesn't want any of these kind of engagement bait, it's called, where people kind of game a system in terms of get recognition. And you may have seen this. People say, vote. If you like this person, vote thumbs up. If you like this person, vote happy face, whatever. And people start voting like mad, and it makes it look like, you know, that it's engaging, but it's not. You're actually just gaming the system. So Mark Zuckerberg has announced it around like 5 hours ago, at time of recording. And then just before I recorded it, this podcast, and I'm seeing more news come out, and they have updated their guideline as well. And basically, the story is that Facebook pages will see their organic views and impression decline. In the past, they said it may happen. It may decline because we want to make sure that your family and friends are a priority. And you can understand that reason. You know, that is what Facebook is all about. It's about communicating with family and friends in most cases. But in the past, they said it may decline. But today, they're saying it will happen to all pages. Pages are going to be losing visibility fast, and it will drop. I've read the guideline, I've seen a few comments and as well, and basically what they're saying is any pages that are making posts that people are not commenting on or not even reacting to it, they will see their biggest decrease ever in terms of, you know, visibility on Facebook. And again, it's just to make sure that the news feed are engaging and entertaining, especially when they have limited spaces available, and they're trying to make sure that they get, you know, make the most out of it for the users. So immediately I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be good for them because it means that you have to pay even more now to appear on other people's news feed via Facebook ads, which is great for them. And you know, people can argue that, but that will happen. That's the only way you can get visibility now. Even big brands will probably have to do that more and more. So you can argue as well that at least they're giving you a heads up because they've only started to roll it out now, and then you'll see it in the coming days, weeks ahead, that your visibility for your Facebook page, especially organic visibility, will decline. And they're going to give you a heads up, which is, you know, it's a good thing. Give you time to think of a new strategy, and you can also see what other people are doing, what are they recommending now, what are they suggesting you should do. Maybe they have experimented with something that will be beneficial for you. It gives you time to think about it, but it will happen, you know, for certain. And now you're going to have to think about how much more money you're going to spend on Facebook ads, which is how it's going to work. You know, nothing you can do about that at all. But Mark Zuckerberg, and I quote what he said, "I expect the people, well, sorry, I expect the time people spend on Facebook and some measurements of engagement will go down. But I also expect the time you do spend on Facebook will be more valuable. And if we do the right thing, I believe that will be good for our community and our business over the long term." So, you know, you can see that they focus more on the community, more can focus more on themselves. At the same time, though, I think that, you know, because they are a public company, you know, they're gonna have to be careful about making sure that the investors are happy with their dividends and with their investment. But you know, maybe a Facebook ad is the place to be. It's gonna help you to, well, help them to make sure that the investors are happy. Just keep an eye on you, keep an eye on your Facebook page. And it's probably time to improvise and see what else you can do with that page as well. And now it's time for the tip of the week. And today's tip of the week is going to be around SEO. And it's something that also been mentioned this week as well in the news. And you may have noticed this yourself, but when you have a website and you notice that not all pages are indexed, you may have noticed that on Google Search Console. You know, maybe you have submitted a sitemap and you've noticed that not all pages have been indexed, and you try and try again to make, you know, to ask Google why you're not submitting it, why you're not making an index, blah blah blah. And it's just been, you know, mentioned this week, and it's something for you to be aware of that Google are not always going to index every single pages on your website. They're saying that it's pretty normal. And they're also saying, which is also a typical Google thing to say, is that just focus on making your site awesome and inspiring. That's what they're saying. And things usually work out better that way. I can understand what they're saying. I mean, if you focus on the little things like having that one page index and you're ignoring the other side of you know, the equation, and you're not updating your site, you're not having the content in there, you're not making it look as amazing as possible, you're not helping your visitors, the existing one, then you're kind of focusing on the wrong area. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about making sure that every single pages on your website will be in there. Just keep working on your site. Keep making sure that it's just working for your visitors, and things may work out for the better. And that's the tip of the week, is just don't worry about the little things in Google on your site in terms of SEO. Just worry about the overall website, the overall picture. Don't worry about these little things, that one page in that index. Forget about it. Move on, and you will thank yourself in the long run. thank you for listening to this episode of This Week Online Today. I really do appreciate it, and I hope you find it useful. If you have enjoyed the show, please do leave a review on iTunes, as it would mean the world to me. I really would appreciate that. Thank you again, you rock. And one more thing, I just want to remind you to do your thing, because it matters. And I'll see you next week.